a minute. Book of Luke, chapter 17 and verse 11. I think we're going to have fun with this today. Are we there yet? All right. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 17, beginning at verse 11, it says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." Wow. "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto them, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your people. Father God, if I'm too high, I ask that you would lower me. But if I'm too low, Lord, lift me up and place me on the plane of existence on which you would have me to speak. Father God, if you don't move, we'll just stand still. Father God, if you don't speak, we'll just be silent all day long. Father God, so hide me behind your cross and dip me down into the deep treasures of your word that I may say something today that will help somebody along the way. And for those who don't know Christ and the pardon of their sins, Father God, we pray that someone this morning, if they don't know Jesus, will come crying, "What must I do to be saved?" Father God, we thank you for your people. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit that abides within us. Father God, we just thank you for this day and this opportunity. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you for your blood that you shed on Calvary's cross. Father God, we just thank you for your soon return. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and thank God. Amen. There's a word from the Lord here, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Luke chapter 17 and beginning at verse 11. I read to you the King James Version, and for to simplify this thing, I'm going to read it one more time from the New Living Translation, if you don't mind. It says, "And Jesus continued toward Jerusalem. He reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, Go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed from their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, Praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to the man, Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Amen. My brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you just briefly this morning. I want to use for a subject, don't be like the 9 that didn't have time. Don't be like the 9 that didn't have time. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we see here in the book of Luke, chapter 17, beginning at verse 11, that Jesus has encountered 10 men. He has encountered 10 men here that have a problem. They have a big problem. They have leprosy. And if you all know, like I know, leprosy in the Bible, it was a terrible thing. Amen. If you had leprosy, you couldn't be around other people. You, lepers had their own they had their own place in the city. They couldn't be amongst other folks. The lepers all huddled up together. Even some places, the lepers hung around the trash heaps and the dump grounds. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because they couldn't come in. They couldn't go into a restaurant. They couldn't go back to mama's house and eat because they had leprosy. And this was a very contagious disease. Amen? Are y'all with me this morning? You know, sin is a very contagious disease. In some place, you know, some sin just kind of hang out in places. Don't you ever notice that? There's some areas just sin. Amen. There's a whole lot of crazy things. Not just, you know, you go to the crack house. There's a whole lot of different things going on other than crack. A whole lot of sin going on. But this was an area that lepers just kind of hung out in the same area. Now, Jesus is traveling. Jesus is full-fledged in his ministry at this time, and he's traveling. And the Bible says in chapter 17 and verse 11, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Now, Jesus is heading to Jerusalem. He's headed basically to the Jordan. And what he's gone through a place that's between that's between Galilee and Samaria. Did y'all see that? Between, in the midst. That means he's in between. See, a lot of times when people are messed up, amen, they're kind of in between places. Y'all know about it, between jobs? What's between jobs? But they're between Samaria and Galilee. Now, what you have to understand is Samaria, those are where the Samaritans hung out, right? And Galilee, that's where the Jews hang out. And we know that Jews and Samaritans don't get along. Amen? It's kind of like Muslims and Christians. You know, we kind of draw the line there. Amen? So they were in between this area. And I wondered, what in the midst? Jesus was walking in the midst, and he ran across these 10 lepers that's hanging out in between. Reminds me of lost people. They just hang out in between. Really don't have any identity anywhere. Amen? Because both sets of people had prejudice against the lepers. The Samaritans, if you were a Samaritan leper, you were just a leper. Amen? If you were a Jewish leper, you were just a leper. So these folks that were hanging out, they were of Jewish descent and of Samaritan descent. They were all out here in the same place. That sound familiar? Talking about sin this morning. But let's don't be like the nine that didn't have time, my brothers and sisters. So their original condition, the condition of these lepers, they are defiled. You wouldn't want a leper to come eat dinner at your dinner table. Sister McGuire loves to invite people to come over to eat when she cooks, and it's been a while, so we need to work on that. But Sister McGuire wouldn't invite a leper to come eat at her table because it would affect the whole family. Amen? And they were these lepers were separated. So verse 12 says, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar. These lepers knew their position. They stood far from the Lord. You and I, before we became children of God, we stood afar from anything that had to do with God. We know people this morning that wouldn't step into church for any amount of money. I ain't right. I ain't going up in there. So they knew their place. They knew they were messed up, so they stood afar. You remember, the church used to be the last place that some of us wanted to be. Amen? So near God, they understood their position here. As he entered into the certain village, there met him 10 men, but they met God. And look at this. These guys are messed up. I took so many notes, and I just ain't going to be able to use them. These guys, they met him, but they stood afar. How do you meet somebody, but you stand way? How do you do that? Does that make sense? That they met him, but they only went so far. You know, people, these guys had respect for Jesus Christ. That they stood afar because they didn't want their condition to rub off on Jesus. But they knew who he was. Watch this. Verse 13 says, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Even though, my brothers and sisters, these guys were messed up, tore up, knew they shouldn't be even around other people, they stood afar and they lifted their voices. The Bible tells us, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And you know what? For us to be saved, for us to for Christ to come into our lives, my brothers and sisters, you got to lift up your voice. Amen. You had to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Amen. But let's don't be like the nine that didn't have time. We're going to get there in just 1 minute. For Jesus to act on their behalf, verse 13, they said, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, they called his name, right? And then what's the next word that they said in the King James Version? They said, Master. Did y'all see that? They said, Master. So that meant, my brothers and sisters, that they were being humble at this particular time, calling him Master, Jesus, Master. They put Jesus Christ where he is in life. They knew he was the master. My question, my brothers, do we know that he's a master? Is he the master in our life? Huh? Is he? And then they go on to say, have mercy on us. Had these guys gotten together and had a conversation and said, hey, you know what? I heard that Jesus, I was digging over in that trash the other day and I saw a letter that said Jesus was passing through. And we need to position ourselves so when Christ comes through, then we're going to be right. So if we can't get close to him, but we need to get where we can be just a yell, just a voice away from him. These guys positioned themselves in the right place at the right time to receive a blessing from God. When was the last time that you put effort into positioning yourself to receive a blessing from God? My brother says, we got to be at the right place in the right time, and we got to know where God is. Amen? Now, I know that he's in all places. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at once. So you know, we have to position ourselves. When was the last time that you put effort in positioning yourself? Huh? Oh, man, it's quiet this morning. Challenging. It's challenging. All right. We know that they kept their distance from Christ, but we also see the earnestness in their prayer, because they said, Jesus, then they said, Master, then they said, have mercy on us, right? And then there was 10 of them, and do you see how these guys work together in this particular script? Because they said, have mercy on us. They said, have mercy on us. So guess what? This is like a collective prayer. Amen. It's a group prayer right here. And the Lord heard their prayer. Amen. Are y'all going to roll with me this morning? I know y'all looking at me like, boy, Pastor, you sure going slow. But they had reverence and they also had faith, because evidently somebody somewhere had told them about the works of Jesus Christ. Amen. A lot of people will give up on their condition. My brothers and sisters, don't give up on your condition. Just put yourself in the right position. Amen. You know, so many of us give up before we even get to the help that we need, before we get to the solution of the problem. We give up. These lepers could have given up because they had no place in the community. They were in between. Amen. None of us don't want to be stuck in the middle. Hallelujah, somebody. Now look at this. Look at this verse. Look at verse 14. And when he saw them, they positioned themselves. And then when you position yourself, Christ will see you. He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. You got to do what the Lord says do. Amen. And if you position yourselves in front of an almighty God, You call out to him, and he, you know what he's going to do? He's going to give you instruction. Now why is it that he sent them to the priest? Because in these days, the only person that could verify that you had been healed from leprosy was the priest. You had to go show yourself to the priest, because everybody knew who the lepers were. They were all on a list. Amen. You know what? At one time in your life, you were on a list. You were on a list. And I'm not talking about the Lord's list. You was on that list going straight to hell. Amen. So these guys were on a list. So they had to go to the priest to show themselves. Cleaned up, man. What? Man, they had to go show themselves to the priest. Now look at this. As you do what the Lord says do, oh my goodness, this is better than I thought it was going to be. This is for me, y'all. As you do what the Lord says do, the more you move in the direction that God told you to move in, the better things start to get. So these guys, from them receiving the word from the Lord and what to do, they start walking. Step by step. And the closer they get to where God told them to go, where Jesus told them to go, the better they started looking. The closer, my brothers and sisters, we get to where God told us to go. So watch this. Look at this, y'all. So they're moving, and it came to pass that as they went. I said, man, wait a minute, man. Man, your lips ain't crusty no more. Man, wait a minute, man, your finger, that finger that you lost last week, man, you got a finger now, brother. Man, them cracks in your heels, man. Look at us. Look what Christ has done for us. Can y'all imagine? Well, somebody ought to, okay. And look at this. Don't be like the nine that didn't have time. Verse 15 says, and one of them which saw that he was healed. He's fixed up all the way. Marcus, he's good as new. He got smooth skin just like a baby. And when he saw what the Lord that he was healed, you know what he did? He turned back. He turned back, and with a loud voice, the Bible says he glorified God. That's what verse 15 said. He glorified God. And when the Lord does something for you, my brothers and sisters, you better open up your mouth and glorify God. When he blesses you beyond measure, you ought to say something. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. We walk around here quiet. We ought to be loud, folks. Because the Bible says that this leper, and you know what's crazy about this, my brothers and sisters? And I know I'm going to get ahead of myself, but Jesus was a Jew. They call him the King of the Jews, right? And this was a Samaritan, and they didn't really fool with one another. Be careful about who you say you don't fool with. Amen? Because if Jesus will cross the line, amen? If Jesus will step over the racial barriers, and you got to step over the line, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Hallelujah, somebody. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice, he glorified God. And then verse 16 says, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So this guy comes all the way back. He's headed to go talk to the priest, show himself to the priest. He realized that he was healed. He runs back, yelling, screaming, shouting, glorifying God, and fell down at the feet of Jesus. A Samaritan falls down at the feet of a Jew? Unheard of. Unheard of. Y'all better roll with me this morning. All right. Look at verse 17. And Jesus answering him said, were there not 10 cleansed? There's a problem here. Verse 12, there were how many? 10. And we're down to verse 17, and only one went back. Let's look at this. Let's look at the thanks rendered by the Samaritan and the ingratitude of the nine. This one that went back had gratitude for what God had done, and the other ones had no gratitude. Amen? Christ, what we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, is Christ has a willingness to heal. He wants to heal. He wants to set free. He wants to deliver. Amen? And he actually does this. But let's keep moving. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Wait a minute. When Christ, amen, sets us free, when he saves us, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that he demands a return. That's why I had to get on the floor. He demands a return. That's why you're in service this morning, because of what the Lord has done for you. He demands a return, a thank you. So, I'm looking at this other 9. I'm looking at this 9 here. And there's a big problem here. There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, they had faith. The other 9 had faith. But you know what the problem with their faith is? Their faith had no roots. Yeah. Y'all want me to say that one more time? Their faith had no roots. The other 9 were caught up in the physical blessing. But God had a deeper blessing. Jesus had a deeper blessing in store if they had come back and given him thanks, because this is the only one says thy faith has made thee whole. So praise to God, reverence to God, humbleness to God is a command, my brothers and sisters. So many of us miss out on the true blessings of God because we take this stuff just at face value. Oh, well, I got a surface blessing and that's it. But he wants to give you a deeper blessing. This one was actually saved. I'd rather be made whole any day than healed. Amen? Because when you're made whole, that gives you a place in the kingdom of God. Amen? Come on, y'all. Don't be like the 9, amen, that didn't have time. But they had faith. They had faith, my brothers and sisters, with no root. So many people run around here saying, I believe in God. And so does the devil. But you know what? Satan doesn't praise nor worship God. Amen? That was his problem in the beginning. Amen? He had all the blessings. He had all the things that Satan had, everything that he needed. He's in heaven. And because he wouldn't humble himself to God, he wanted to do his own. These other 9, How many times have God has God blessed us and we didn't return to him and say thank you? Spared our lives. Amen. Blessed us financially. When was the last time we said thank you? Don't be like the nine that didn't have time. Amen. It shows us that the sin of ingratitude and the place which gratitude feels with God, because this one went back and said, thank you for what you did, Father God. Thank you for what you did, Jesus. He's made whole. And this Samaritan was the only one who returned, and he was the only one who was saved. Bert did not give the Jew a place in the kingdom of heaven, but gratefulness gave the Samaritan a place in heaven. Amen? Are y'all going to roll with me? Amen. You know, blessings are good, but not a selfish type blessing. These guys, this was a good blessing that the other nine received. It was a good to go from being a leper, amen, to being healed. But the problem is, my brothers and sisters, now they're susceptible to anything and everything else because they didn't give God praise and glory for what he did. You know, now something else can pop up. But when you're made whole, that means you're sealed, my brothers and sisters. The blessings, my brothers and sisters, the blessings are great, but the blessings shouldn't draw us. They ought to draw us to the giver. And blessings are a test of our character. When's the last time? See, y'all, it's kind of like this. I look at a lot of church people. I'm going to say this. And the Lord will bless us tremendously. Y'all ever know somebody that God will bless, and then they get so proud, their nose stuck up in the air just because they're able to buy a certain kind of car. They're able to go shopping at the real store instead of Ross and TJ Maxx. Instead of going in the clearance section, they're able to buy rack prices. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I buy clearance stuff. It's all on clearance. And I thank God for clearance stuff. Amen. I'm just keeping it real. That's me. You do whatever you want to do. And if I'm ever able to buy rack prices, Tony, I'm going to thank God. Thank the Lord for this $2,000 suit. You better thank him for it. Because everybody can't do that. Amen. But blessings should draw us nearer to the giver. So because this one was blessed, it drew him back to Christ. The priest didn't give him nothing. He needed to go show himself to the priest. But he understood first, the first thing he needed to do was give God glory. Amen? To give God some things. And my brothers and sisters, that's the first thing that you and I need to do. And you know what? Sometimes that's the thing that we fail to do. We get blessed and you can't see us at church. Lord, do something for us. We can't, you know, the night my son had that car accident, the Lord saved my baby. And you think I wasn't going to come? Well, you know, I didn't get no sleep last night. It ain't about my sleep. It's about the fact that God blessed me and I got to come tell him thank you. Amen. My brothers and sisters, gratitude to God involves two things, and these are two things that you and I struggle with. People struggle with these two things. This one had gratitude to God. He had a heart to say thank you to God, and it was based on two things. He was humble. He was humble. And that is one thing that, especially as men, see, that's why it's more women in here today than it is men. And we do have a nice representation of men this morning. But men struggle humbling themselves to anybody, even an almighty God. And I tell you what, those men that do honor God and are humble to God, their lives are a whole lot better than those fellas that don't. Amen. Their children are a whole lot better than those men that won't bend their knees and say, thank you, Lord. But we know that this one was humble because he fell at the feet of Jesus. He wasn't. Blessings, my brothers and sisters, shouldn't make us proud. Stick our chest out. church, a lot of churches are falling by the wayside because as soon as they put the last brick on the building, they start sticking their nose up and don't want to fool with nobody. Well, you know, I go to church at Orange Chapel. Are you serious? Just like the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Amen? You better give God some glory. Thank God. Matter of fact, don't even speak on that. Amen? Amen. Just thank God for it. And he had gratitude. The leper, and the reason why we know he had gratitude is because he did what? He glorified God after he was blessed. Amen? His leprosy was my brothers and sisters, again, it was cleansed deeper than just in his flesh. The nine went on with the worst disease than leprosy. Those nine went on with the worst disease than leprosy. And what that was ingratitude. Amen? We have to give God honor and glory for what he's done in our lives. Gratitude gives continued access to higher and higher blessings. Every time God blesses you, I dare you to give him honor and glory for it. Because now he understands that I can trust that brother, I can trust that sister with what I have. And once you give God glory for what he's done in your life, the testimony is really important, because what happens then is people hear what God did for you. And they understand that you were humble when you received that blessing. So guess what? Folks start acting like you, Sister Roberta. Amen. You thank God for what he's done in your life. So guess what? That's going to rub off on somebody else. And then he says, you know what? I can trust Roberta with my blessings. Because every time I bless her, she's going to give me honor. She's going to give me glory for it. It is he that has made us, not we, ourselves. I'm a God-made man. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. The ungrateful Christian, my brothers and sisters, we lose our blessings. And if we value the gift above the giver, see, the problem is some of us value the gift above the giver. We talk about our car more than we talk about God. We talk about our house more than we talk about our God. You know people like that? Oh, ain't God good? We talk about our pastor more than we talk about God. Yeah, he's a blessing in your life, but you better put God first. He said that you should not have any more gods before me. Amen. But we should value the gift above the giver, and all that we should receive in returning, everything that we should receive, we should return in him praise and glory. Amen? Amen. Come on, Tony, we finna close this thing out. My brothers and sisters, as we look here, amen, in this passage of scripture, I just want us to make sure that we're not like the nine that didn't have time. Amen. The one went back and Jesus asked the question. He said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine? You know, as I look back over my life, I see all the things that the Lord has done for me. And I believe that it's only appropriate that when God does something for us, we ought to say thank you. Can I get a witness this morning? There's not a person in this building that can honestly say that the Lord has never done anything for you. Amen. I heard a song that said, if he never does anything else for me, he's already done enough. Some of us have been sick, and I'm not talking about Tylenol sick. I'm not talking about Pepto-Bismol sick. I'm not talking about knee brace sick. But I'm talking about sure enough sick. And the Lord healed your body. And if you never said thank you, I believe this morning would be a good time to tell the Lord thank you for healing my body. Ain't the Lord all right? I don't want to be like the nine that didn't have time. If he's blessing me, I ought to be able to say thank you. And when I say thank you, I ought to humble myself. Sometimes y'all, we stand up too much. Sometime we gotta bow down at the feet of Jesus. Ain't the Lord all right? There may be somebody here this morning that the Lord has done something for you. It reminds me of a story in my own life. I remember I was about 5 years old, and I didn't see my uncle a whole lot. And he just happened to be at my grandmother's house. And my uncle pulled out of his pocket a $10 bill. He called me over and he gave me that $10. And I put the $10 in my hand. And I began to smile. And I walked off, put the $10 in my pocket. And about that time, I ran into my mother. Hallelujah. Mama looked at me and said, Shannon, you need to turn around and tell your uncle thank you, because he didn't have to give you that $10. Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord all right? Because my uncle had blessed me, it was appropriate to say thank you. My brothers and my sisters, the Lord has brought us from a mighty long way. I remember, just like my mother said, I believe that in this leper's mind, he could hear his mother saying, when somebody does something good for you, you ought to turn around and tell them thank you. Ain't the Lord all right? I'm so glad that mama told me a long time ago to turn around and tell somebody thank you. So if the Lord has done anything for you this morning, I believe you ought to turn around and tell the Lord thank you. If he's done two things for you this morning, I believe we ought to turn around two times and tell the Lord thank you. Ain't the Lord all right? I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but the Lord made old death behave. Ain't the Lord all right? Every once in a while, I have to take inventory. I got food on my table. I have clothes on my back. I got shoes on my feet. I have eyes to see with. I have legs to walk on. I have a voice to say thank you. So I just turn around and tell the Lord thank you. Ain't he all right? I said, ain't he all right? I remember a long time ago, Jesus was hanging on that old rugged cross for you and for me. Ain't the Lord all right? He gave his life for me and for you. If you can't do nothing else this morning, you ought to stand on your feet and tell the Lord thank you. Thank you for dying for me. Hallelujah. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for leaving her, but thank you for coming back. Ain't the Lord all right? Thank you for preparing a place for me. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here? Is there anybody here? Hallelujah, that has a thank you in your spirit. Ain't the Lord all right? Hallelujah. Don't be like the nine that didn't have time. I can look at you this morning and tell that you're blessed. I can look out in the parking lot and see that you're blessed. I can go in the back and look at your children and see that you're blessed. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. There's somebody somewhere this morning. Hallelujah. They can't even eat a meal. There's somebody somewhere this morning that lost a loved one. Hallelujah. We need to be more thankful. We need to be more humble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, we don't have to be doing as well as we're doing. Oh, hallelujah. He's still blessing. But what's your attitude in receiving a blessing? Don't be like the nine that didn't have time. And every once in a while, my brothers and sisters, we need somebody just to tell us. I didn't realize that I was doing something wrong. I was just happy to have my blessing, my little $10. But mama reminded me to turn around and tell them thank you. So this morning, if you got so caught up in the blessing, if you got so caught up, hallelujah, in going one direction, make sure we turn around and tell God thank you. Thank you for salvation. Oh, thank you for delivering me from myself. Thank you for delivering me from drugs and alcohol. Hallelujah. Thank you for getting me out of those streets. I was running the streets, but Lord, you changed my mind. You changed my heart. Thank you this morning. Ain't God good? Oh, thank you for saving my child. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Turn around and tell God thank you. Oh, I want to be whole. Healing's all right, but y'all, I want to be whole. Amen. Does anybody want to be whole this morning? If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today,